Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the Apollo Monthly Call on Tuesday, 29th of October, 2013. On the call today, we have Maureen Hilliard, Satish Babu, Fouad Bajwa, Pavan Boudrani, Sionesh Badanian, Serolong Denol, Lévi Crispin Leblom, Holly Raich, and Hong Su. We have apologies from Karatiana Tavu, Julie Hammer, Yana Galstian, and from staff, we have Sylvia Vivanko, myself, Nasty Pogan. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Holly.
Thank you very much. The agenda is for people who are on the Adobe Connect. We have a very full agenda. Starting, I'll just go briefly through the action items, but then over to Ali. We're going to have the API-RELA spotlight. We're going to have a discussion about the positions nomination for the board. And I've already sent some material out about that. Then one big item has to be the APNIC MOU, what is proposed. And I'm hoping that people will tell me a little bit about Bali. Katie has sent his apologies, so Pavan, I can mention that in the action items. Cheryl will update us on the rules of procedure, and if we have time, which I'm hoping we do, Olivier will talk about the policy. So away we go. The first thing is the action items from the last meeting. The first involved KT, which is talking about his research on the use of Indigenous domain names. Now, he's not here, but Savan, what he said is he expects to have that material ready by December. So could you work with him for that presentation?
Yeah, sure. I'll reach out to KT on Skype maybe tomorrow when I see him online, and then we'll figure out a date and I'll update the whole API-RELA then.
Thank you very much. The next action item was a webinar that relates to that first action item. The RGF has already happened. The other action items were really just reminders to make sure that people are on mailing lists, that people have checked their entry for their ALS, and we're asking for people to put their hands up for the next API-RELA meetings for Spotlight. And the next one will be Sirnish in November. So that's the action items, and they're done. The next item on the agenda is essentially the spotlight. Now, Ali, do you want to walk us? First of all, you have sent your presentation, haven't you, Ali? And
yes, I did.
Loaded as we speak. Excellent. So, do you want to talk us through your spotlight, please?
Yeah, let me just load this one. It's a bit lengthy one, but sorry for the structure. This is Ali Al-Mishal from Bahrain Internet Society and ALS member. The presentation is a bit longer, but I'll go quickly through it so we don't really, just to match the 10 minutes I have for that one. Okay. Can I control the presentation for movement or someone else? Okay, great. Okay, Bahrain Internet Society, if I were to start, we started as a club in 1999, and then in 2003, we officially been established as Bahrain Internet Society instead of Bahrain Internet Club, established as Bahrain Internet Society. We serve or we look into the ICT sector and e-content and internet as the three domain areas that we are focusing on as a mission and a vision. We promote spread awareness for the internet and the community in Bahrain and promoting Bahrain Kingdom of Bahrain as the regional international center for the development of internet and e-content. Objectives is a lengthy one, whoever is very much interested, you can go through them. This is the picture of the board members. You can see me as the star of that picture.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the members and partners that we are in, like the ISAC chapter and ICANN and WSA and WSA for the content and your award for the Mobile World Summit. Okay, this is the year, last year, we have won the best NGO award from the, what we call it, the e-government forum. They design every year an award for different categories. One of these categories is the NGO, and Bahrain Internet Society have won that award. Okay, we have different things that we work on. We have projects, we have a monthly initiatives, and we have partnerships. One of the projects that we work on. Oh, yeah. One of the projects is, we call it e-citizens or Qudrat. This is a free training course to all Bahrain citizens whoever want to learn about the foundation of the computer. And we succeeded to train around 800 citizens, and this is in partnership with the Microsoft and e-government authority in Bahrain and a private training center called Girl Future Business. Which are IT leaders, we targeted the university students and provide them again with a different type of training and solutions. And again, it's a partner with Microsoft and an entity called Mumtalakat. University of Bahrain is the national university in the kingdom. And our private sector partner, Able to Future Business. Then eShabab, this is a program we have participated and be part of it for a 3 continuous year. We invite the students from the university who will be graduating in the summer, and we run a course for them, and we do a competition just to see how they can bring a new initiatives and a new ideas, and the winning ideas, we get some sponsor from a telecommunication company and some other organization that help us to support these initiatives and make it up and running. Summer ECAN, this is a collective program that we have done for the Orphan students in partner with the Royal Charity in Bahrain to help them in achieving some training level with the Microsoft and the e-government of Bahrain. Women in Technology, this is one of the unique initiatives that we have launched with an entity called Temptine, who has supported us with that, and the target was to educate around more than 5,000 women, but we started with in-class learning 500, and then we have 5,000 for e-learning, 5,500 for e-learning. It's purely for women, and this course is really designed with Microsoft and online as an e-learning. And this is Temptine, and this is us, and this is the Women Union University. This is the objective of the program and the program feature. And this is the portal that they have used for that. It's called eWatani. eWatani, Watani means my country. And the categories of the courses was the computer skills, finance, soft skills, businesses, marketing, and information. Again, we participate with the university, with the Ministry of Labor and University of Bahrain in a Career Connection Day, where we present there and have our stands and to educate the students about the internet and encourage them to participate and become a members with us in the internet society and what's the benefit that they will get. Some of the initiatives, this is the e-content award that we own all of its rights to conduct in Bahrain. For now more than 3 years, we are conducting this e-content award, and it will be happening this year on December, the 3rd or 4th of December, we'll be having this e-content award. Bahrain International E-Government Forum, this is one of the biggest ICT events happening in Bahrain, and this year, 2013, we have been given the honor to run it and to handle it from A to Z. And on Bahrain size, this is considered one of the biggest events of the ICT guys. This is some of our participation. This is done in Dubai, GCC Government Social Media Summit. developing Arabic digital content with ISIQWA, United Nations, and Gulf Internet Week. This is the seventh copy of Gulf Internet Week. We are doing this on a yearly basis. And each year we have a theme like e-citizens, children, safety, e-talent. So we designed the theme and then we put the plan for a full continuous week to approach schools, universities, publics, and some more, and we do awareness on the theme that we are running. Meet ICT or MENA ICT, this is started as a MENA ICT, and then we have the Meet ICT in Bahrain. This again an event. This is the third year that they conduct this event, and this year will be in December, with all the IT related and ICT related as a workshop, conference, and some discussion. We have part of the Internet Society, a special interest group. We have Bahrain IT team, and we have Vista. Vista is a group of suppliers who are a business who are in the IT field. So they are under the umbrella of the Bahrain Internet Society. This is where we are engaged. Just for a snapshot on the ICANN involvement, as you know, I mentioned in the first slide, we become an certified ALS in 2012, March. And from that, I started looking after all of these initiatives and activities. So I am part of the Middle East Strategic Group, Working Group, which we have done an excellent job in that. Part of APRALO's, I'm part of the Working Group, Capacity Building Group, and Art Lab Summit 2. This is one of the participation in Arab IGS. It is in Dubai. This is some of our media newspapers in Bahrain covering my participation in Beijing. And this is when we were in Beijing with the team. And this is about the Gulf Internet Week. There was a media coverage. There are lots of media coverage, but in Arabic, so I have selected the one in English. We have almost a monthly event, part of our rules that we have to do something. And this is first. This is one of them. Like this is the reception party. This is the workshop of the Government Excellence Award. We have an e-content workshop. This is a sort of gala dinner or a ghabta, we call it. It's in Ramadan. This is in coordination with the TRA of Bahrain, Telecommunication Regulatory. We have done a joint workshop and event. This is part of it. This is when Bahir have visited us in Bahrain. And this is after we get, before we even get certified and ALS. This is Bahir. This is a social network for the something to do with security and attacks. Culture impact on social media. This is us on the media. This is an interview with me on Bahrain National TV about one of number of our activities. And this is where we present. This is the committees that we are having, part of the BIS. And we are having the upcoming, which I mentioned, the e-content award, and these are the categories. And this is the evaluation criteria for these categories as a jury. And this is the mobile workshop that we have done through. Upcoming one, we are having an NGO day. This is again as a partner with Microsoft. Microsoft wants to organize and to collect all the NGOs in Bahrain and make sort of an awareness, give them some free license and CDs about Microsoft project. And then we have Meet ICT again in December and eContent Award in December. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ali. That is absolutely impressive. Now, if people have questions, and you know, I just, I think I'm really impressed by what you managed to do and the sort of training. Could people get back to you individually if they've got questions on what you do?
definitely, by all means, please, please. And I can see some questions from Sirinush, and I'll get back to her, yeah.
Okay, Sirinush, did you have a question?
Thank you, this is Sirinush. I just posted the question on Wiki. Just was curious, after the training, how many women get a job or any statistics you are keeping on that? Thank you.
Yes, I will provide you this information. Thanks.
Excellent.
Great.
Sylvia has the same question regarding women. Okay, maybe there's an action item on you just to let us know.
Definitely, we'll do that.
I think the outcomes, particularly of women that go through training, and what those outcomes
Sorry,
are.
Holly, again?
I was thinking, perhaps more generally, some of the outcomes of people that go through your training programs, particularly women, but I'd imagine what kind of employment opportunities are opened up and so forth. And, Kamala, is it possible to increase
yeah,
the volume?
I mean,
is that
we,
my voice
yeah,
again? Okay. Okay, well, look, I think we'll leave it there. We've got plenty to do, but I'll thank you very much. It was really interesting. And for people who would like further information, Ali's already got one action item on himself for finding a little bit about what happens to the women who have gone through training. If people have other questions, please get in touch with him. And just a reminder, Sirinush, you're on for the next one. Okay.
Yes.
The next. Yeah?
Yes, I'm the next one.
Yeah. Okay. And what I want people to think about is who is going to follow Sirinush. I think KT might have put his hand up. We'll check. I certainly want to know people putting their hands up as to who will be on the spotlight after the November meeting. Okay? Now, where we're up to with the agenda, we've set aside probably about, only about 5 minutes for nominations by the At-Large Advisory Committee for the board, and there are two committees involved in this process that are established by ALAC. The first is really, the main one is the Board Member Selection Process Committee, or SPC, and then there's an Oversight Committee, which is the Board Candidate Evaluation Committee. Each of the Rallos, yeah?
Officer, you've got the names reversed. The BCEC is the evaluation and the PC is the oversight.
Okay. Right. So who makes the... according to, you would think, board membership selection process, what do they do?
They simply oversight. It is
a
matter of... Yeah, trust me, Holly, it's how it happens. The BMSPC, the process, at the end of each process, one of the primary jobs is, in fact, to do a review, which then can feed into any tweaks or changes for the next cycle round. What was the original organisation, which did the design, did it after the first review, and there will be an opportunity for both the BCEC, the Evaluation Committee, and the BMSPSC, the Process Committee, sorry, I got my letters back to front, I apologise, to look at, and we assume just run with, but there's a very little time available for them to do any tweaking on the results of the first one, especially since all of that's been reviewed as part of the new ALAC rules of procedure. The primary pieces of work are, of course, at the end when the review of this cycle happens, and then the creation of reports at the other end. But they do meet with the BCEC initially, and they act as an oversight body.
Right.
And they are already appointed. We don't appoint. The RALOs don't appoint. We can suggest, but the ALAC actually appoints.
Okay.
PC.
Right. Thank you, Cheryl. Yeah.
I did write the rules. I kind of know.
Right. I had it slightly backwards. Now, where we're up to is I have nominated people, but people are also free to put their hands up. And what we need to do in the next 5 or 10 minutes is to, as a group, agree on two candidates for each. Now, this relates to...
No, just the BCEC.
What?
You really need to discuss and appoint for the BCEC. The ALAC's already received your nominations,
right,
and the
okay.
Leadership team has already reviewed the suggestions for the BMS TSC. But if you want to stick more names in the hat, I'm sure they'll spend microseconds considering them at the meeting tonight. The thing they have to have at tonight's meeting is your two names, which you appoint from the region, for the BCEC. Because the RALOs appoint those
okay.
two names.
I got a rather confusing email from Sylvia as to what I was supposed to do. So,
well, then we'll blame Sylvia and just move on.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, but I... okay, Olivier, do you want to actually intervene here? We've got the rules of procedure 19.3, the ALAC shall name a board member. So for people who are... haven't read the rules of procedure and memorized them, that's it. And the task before us then is just to nominate the BMSPC?
No.
No, the BCEC. Okay. I have nominated Sirnish and Ellen, and Ali has put his name up. So we have three candidates for two positions.
Can I speak to that as well, Holly? At least
yes?
one. It's very desirable, that at least one of the two people you put in to the BCEC have experience in nominating committees, preferably ICANN nominating committees, and specifically, if possible, the experience of acting in the first BCEC would be highly desirable. This is a very compressed timetable and there will be no time for learning.
Thank you. Which is why I would suggest that, Sirnish, who has been on the NomCom and has had that kind of experience. Now, I would suggest, frankly, that we all want to have a say, but I think I don't particularly want the vote to be public. If people are going to vote, and I suspect that's what has to happen as to what goes forward, rather than people voting now and publicly, that Sylvia, now, just a moment, Ali, I'll get right back to you. Sylvia, if people can email to you two names, and then those two are the people that have the support of RALO, that I just cannot think of another way to do that without coming, because you need the answer by tonight.
Correct.
So, now...
Well, if you call a vote rather than reach consensus, then anyone who isn't on this call has to be emailed and reached out to. And it's an unconscionably small amount of time for a formal poll to be done. Is there any way that you can ask this group to reach consensus?
Do people want to reach consensus? Because Ellen's not here, cannot speak for herself. Ali is here and has put his hand up and can speak for himself. So in a sense, it's not necessarily fair in that sense. Ali, do you want to speak? Go ahead.
Yes, please. Actually, I have nominated myself before I know that Yapra will nominate someone from that. So I can withdraw from that. I have no issue. I mean, I will go with the nomination that the APRA is doing. There is no issue with that.
Ali, you would have my personal gratitude if you were to go through with that. This is Cheryl.
Be careful. Cheryl will actually give you a big hug and take you under her wing and think you're wonderful, and so will I. All right? I'm going to explain that. That actually gets us over a very difficult little situation there. And Ali, that means I've got to put another job
down
in later.
And pass down on bended knee to you, Ali. I appreciate it greatly. Thank you.
And Sylvia, what that means is we do have consensus. So we've got the two that I nominated, which are Sirenush and Ellen. And all I can say is Ellen was pleased to be on a very steep learning curve. Sirenush has already been on top of the learning curve and knows all about NOMCOM. And Sirenush, thank you for accepting. And we can now, we've solved that agenda item very smartly. I'm very pleased with that. Moving right along. Okay. Now, what I circulated I don't think there's anything else to put up. Actually, Sylvia, do you have the MOU with AFRINIC that you could put up?
I have it. I sent it to you by email.
I have it. I'm wondering if you can put it up.
On the Connect. We'll see. I'll see if Natalie can work her magic.
That would be terrific. Mm-hmm. That would be terrific. Where we are up to with this particular agenda item, after the last meeting, I've had a couple of conversations with the head of APNIC, who would be very happy to sign an MOU with AP Rollo. Now, he said, is there a template that could be worked with? I have already circulated the MOU that AFRINIC has with AP Rollo, with AFROLO. It's not, I don't think, it's exactly what we want. There is a great deal of financial support that is given for things like training. Now, I don't know how many people have had a chance to look at the APNIC site, but they provide a great deal of training for nothing, for free. They also have done a great deal of work in the Asia-Pacific region, and I'm sure, Maureen, do you know a lot about what they've done? Because, here we go, as Maureen says, PIC-ISOC already has a separate MOU with APNIC for training and support. And it may be that we can use that document as well to come up with an MOU with APNIC. Have people had a chance to look through and think through what we would want from APNIC that I can take to the Buenos Aires meeting? And thank you, Winthrop, for APNIC training activities. And APNIC makes a point of basically covering its very big region. Maureen, do you want to go through what is in your MOU or PIC-ISOC's MOU with APNIC? Are you there?
Sorry. Sure. Maureen, can you hear me okay? I'm not going through like...
Yeah. Woo!
Is that me? We have with AP next week.
Maureen, I can't hear you, and you know you've got a better voice than mine. What? I think she's
okay.
Had
it's
a very good.
Okay. I thought it was me. Our MOU for PKSOC includes infrastructure support, training needs, just about anything that because we hold out for our INET, we provide training and support at our INET. So I think that if we were looking at capacity building, they offer a wide range of support activities, and they've got experts in just about anything. So I think it would be completely valuable to have some sort of agreement, you know, sort of an MOU would be perfect, I think.
Okay. Winthrop, you basically said that you had an arrangement. But you were involved or at least knew about many of their training activities in the Philippines? Okay. Okay. I think the way forward with this one is instead of... Can anybody think of off the top of their head the sorts of things that should go with an MOU with APNIC for AP RALA? Now, what we've got on the screen here is the actual MOU. If you read it, what you'll find after all of these sort of whereases is that AFINIC does things like provide financial management, administrative services, until the latter attains internal. I just don't think this is relevant for a lot of our members. For instance, just thinking at what Ali just said, the Bahrain Internet Society is already doing this sort of stuff. So I would think we would want something high level. I mean, Ali, if you read this particular MOU, it seems to me Bahrain is already doing this and a lot more. Would that be right? Okay. Hong, go ahead, please.
Holly, can you hear me? Oh,
yes.
I had a quick look of the AFRILO and AFNIC's MOU. It seems that they didn't touch any specific topic for training. Is it just an expression of a good wish? It says they will join, develop capacity building programs and raise awareness. I guess this is a good template for us to use that, but this is nothing humming for us to conclude such MOU with APNIC. For the specific topic, we can develop later, perhaps.
Okay.
Right, back to you.
So keep it high. You think keeping it high level at first? I guess my concern was in the AFRINIC MOU, there's, you know, mention of things like financial management and administrative services. I'm not sure we want that. But the rest of it, keeping it high level and support, Hong, do you think there should be mention of training in there? Certainly it's a very important thing that they do in the for PKSOC. And Maureen, is your MOU with PKSOC more about training? Right. Okay. Cheryl, go ahead.
Hi, thanks. I just want to say for the record, because I put it in the chat, I really don't think this can be thrown together as a small section of an agenda. I think it's going to take 3 to 5 hours just to get our teeth into this sort of thing. I would strongly suggest that a small subcommittee is formed now that we have a concept and we've mutually looked at the AFRINIC and discussed to some extent at least the principles that are involved in the PIC-ISOC one that's already in existence. I really think if we get somewhere between 3 and 5 people, preferably with a wide geographic spread, who look at not only the AFRINIC but any other MOU experiences they may have, and ensure that language is put into a draft for us to consider in Buenos Aires that is sufficiently high level. So as Hong says, you know, the details can be worked out later. But what we don't want to do is have anything that compromises or fractures existing activities. And I'd also want to suggest that this is something that needs to also be tied in quite closely with the new planning coming out of two meetings now. The first was held in with the AP Star meeting, and the other was held during the Bali meeting, where there is a strong desire for, I'll use the term enhanced cooperation, but it's a collaborative approach across the region, geographically speaking, between a number of organisations, APNIC, ICANN, other ISTAR organisations, ISOC, ISOC chapters, etc., etc. So I don't want to have things that cut across, but rather complement. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. It's pretty much what I'm thinking. And now that everybody's seen this, and we haven't had a chance to see the PIC-ISOC APNIC agreement, could I suggest at least 2 people? Ali, I'm going to suggest you just because your organization does so much, and I'm going to suggest Maureen as well, because you're it's PIC-ISOC that actually has the MOU with APNIC and would know what they do. So I've got 2 members that have just put their hands up and volunteered. Thank you very much. Do I have a 3rd member? I'm just thinking, Winthrop, you're the one who would know that they have programmed, the APNIC has
Ali's already said yes.
Yeah,
you've
I
got
know,
a bunch of people saying yes.
And Maureen said yes, I hope.
And Sarah Nusha said yes. And Hong has said yes.
Wait a minute. Where am I said yes? I haven't seen. Wait a minute. Here we go. Okay. Sarah Nusha, yes. Maureen, yes. Okay. Now, for the action item, we've got Sarah Nusha, Maureen, Ali.
And Ali, yes.
Sorry? Ali, yes? Okay. What I would like the 3 of you to do is, Maureen, could you circulate the MOU that you've got with, that PIC-ISOC has with APNIC to Ali and to Sirenush? And then could the 3 of you come up with some kind of suggested wording that we can circulate before the next meeting in Buenos Aires? Are you all comfortable with that? I'm assuming yes. Okay. And Winthrop, I see you're typing. If you want to join that group, that would be great, because you're obviously familiar with training that APNIC does as well. Oh, good one. Now, let's go back to the agenda. Okay. The next item is planning for the ICANN meeting in Singapore. It is not until, you know, what, March, April in 2014, but it was about now that we started planning for our program last year. And so I think we can, if we can do the same thing again, and we can come up with two events which actually worked really well. One of them, I think, was the showcase event, which was, I thought, brilliant. Thank you, Maureen, and everybody else who worked on it. And Pavan actually worked very hard. Hong did some hard work. And we also had the multi-stakeholder forum, which Renania put together. Now, I don't know if we're going to have time, but it would be nice if we could start at least thinking about two events. Now, I'm not going to lean on Maureen again because you did such a hard job. Hong, do you want to, given it's in Singapore and it's Asia Pacific, do you want to, okay, thank you very much.
Holly, I...
Yeah.
Well, I assume I can just form the Advisory Committee on Consumer Trust. That's an important topic. And Cheryl is representing us on the committee. I assume she could take a lead to convene an important session, the multi-stakeholder one, to address this important issue. And it will cover data protection. That is your expertise.
Cheryl here, if I can, I just wanted to say two things. Hong, I think it's an ideal topic to be looking at specifically from a regional perspective. I think we could, Singapore would be a very good timing to in fact have a very interactive session, so less chalk and talk, in other words, less empaneling and more workshopping. With a very rare opportunity to feed back into this review of the metrics that then a later full-blown review team will be hopefully working with. But I just wanted to be really clear. I am not, and clearly I will have Asia Pacific's best interests at heart, but I am not on that committee in the capacity of an at-large or ALAC representative. I'm actually there for the CCNSO.
That doesn't matter, because at this stage we've got...
No, I know it doesn't matter. I just didn't want it confused.
No.
Those
who
are appointed by the ALAC might get a little nose out of joint.
I understand it. First of all, Pavan, thank you for putting your hand up again. So you're back on the team. Thank you. Who else would like to, before I start volunteering people, who else would
you've
like
to... You've got Ali already.
Ah.
So you've already got a team of three or four. Seems to me like that's a good way to start.
We've got Ali. We have got
Pavan. Maureen, Pavan.
Did Maureen put her hand up again?
Oh, she said,
Maureen.
I don't mind being part of the team.
Okay, Maureen, look, if you can do that, there we go. Okay, we've got at least three there, and Maureen, that's great because you have got the experience of organising the showcase event. What I would also like to do is another event, and I don't know, Renalia usually organises or has organised in the past the multi-stakeholder, but this time, Cheryl, do you want to be involved at all in organising a session on the consumer trust? Just
I will contribute to and assist, but I will not run them, no. I have very particular priorities for this next 12 months, and at that point I will be relatively busy nominating for the activities.
All right. Sirenish, I'm going to put your hand up then.
So I'll certainly be able to assist, just not...
And look, I will probably be on that because it's something that I was involved in from a very early stage. And Sylvia...
College?
Yeah.
This is Iranush.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, I volunteered. I would be more than happy to suggest my support. So put my name for Singapore Organizing Committee.
Okay, that's great. That's great. And I will put my name there too because it was something that I worked on for a few years ago. And
Holly, this is Sylvia Vivanco, so I can put Wiki and we can consolidate all the inputs already.
Okay, and we've got two kinds of events. One is the showcase event, and for the showcase event, we've got Maureen, we've got Ali, and we've got Pavan. For the multi-stakeholder meeting, and we haven't got a time for that yet, but we'll put a time, probably on a Monday. Gerald will help, but Sue Anusha and I will also be part of that team, and others are absolutely welcome to join. And probably will call on you anyway. So that's fine. So good. I'm glad we've got that going. And I will send out emails to remind people of what we have to do and the dates. And Hong, thank you very much. Sylvia put Hong onto the multi-stakeholder forum as well. Thank you for putting your hand up, Hong. Okay. Now, next agenda item is a report on Bali, but this is not going to leave time for two things. And I'm just thinking, there are two things we really should do. Cheryl, do you want to have even a brief word about where we're up to with rules of procedure? We should leave at least 10 minutes for policy with Olivier.
Mute my line, and I'm not at all sure I actually heard what the second part of, I got to Cheryl, would you, and as I was unmuting the line, the lady was talking to me. What was it you asking me to do?
On the agenda item 9, it's just an update on rules of procedure working group that you were on.
Yep.
Do you want to, is there something to update? Because I'm trying to leave at least 10 minutes for Olivier to go through the policy development activity.
Yes, I can certainly update. There's two aspects of it. There's, of course, our local AP RALO rules of procedure, which are being currently reviewed, and we would very much appreciate some more input the other side of the Monasteries meeting from a number of people, but we can cover that off if you give us some time in the Monasteries meeting. And the other rules of procedure is, of course, only involved in the metrics aspect, and Maureen and a number of people are highly involved in the ALAC metrics, but we will need to have, as many people as possible on the Sunday morning in the Bonaceres in the ALAC at-large meeting room between 8 o'clock and 9 p.m. For what will be a public meeting. And that will do. You've now got 7 of your 10 minutes back.
Thank you very much. Now, Olivier, you have got 10 minutes to talk about policy development. Is that enough time? I hope.
Yes, Holly, it's Olivia speaking, and I hope that you can hear me because the lines here are very faint. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Okay, that's good news because my neighbors at this time in the morning would not like to hear me, so this is really the loudest that I can speak. So we've got quite a few policy developments, adopted ALAC statements and documents recently. There are four of them that I see on the list, and the list is up to date. The first one is about the confusingly similar top-level domain. This is to do with the visual similarity, so .fort being confusingly similar to .fort, .tour being confusingly similar to .tours, .com being confusingly similar to .cam, if you have a poor eyesight, I guess. And in fact, some rulings being made by dispute resolution system for the objections, which contradict each other. So in fact, a couple of cases, you had .com being confusingly similar to .cam, and in other cases, .com is not confusingly similar to .cam. Anyway, as one would call it, she'll recognize who it is, this issue of things being confusingly similar to each other is a bit of a dog's breakfast, and we have passed this on over to the board effectively, and the board new GTLV program committee. The response we have received that has been sent back to us was that the board program committee, new GTLV program committee, will continue monitoring this very closely and will make some decisions in the future. Basically telling us, let the dog's breakfast go on and find out what happens at the end when we open the box. So at the moment, not much of a response, of a positive response from the board new GTLV program committee on this one. The next one is the at-large DNS risk management framework report work. So the DNS risk management framework was put together by the board DNS risk committee based on a report that was submitted by an outside consultant. Several points were made in the statement, including the fact that the risk methodology that was used is a closed, expensive methodology, whilst the DNS security and stability, the DSSA working group, so DNS stability and security analysis working group, it was an actual working group led by the community, was using a more open method. No response on this, I'm afraid. We'll just have to wait until we get a response. Of course, there is a summary of the comments that were submitted that the board has published, and I guess that the board will soon be looking at this, or at least the board DNS risk committee will be looking at this. The next statement is the consultation on the CCTLV delegation and redelegation user instructions and the source of policy and procedures. Here again, the ALAC made a number of points from this regarding this. This is really about the redelegation that relates, I guess, to, well, both to CCTLVs, but also regarding IDNs, etc. Several points were made. Basically, it was a question and answer, structured as questions and answers, and we made our points known on this. There's been no reply on that either. I guess this has gone into the procedure, and we'll see if there is any follow-up. I'm not quite sure whether Cheryl, who is the drafter of this, will have a follow-up on this, since she is our CCNSO liaison, but I'll let ask that perhaps she say a couple of words after we go through all of these different public comment periods. The next one that we have on there is the study on who is privacy and proxy service abuse. It says exactly what's written in the title. We've looked at the work that was done by by a consultant. I'm really sorry, early in the morning. I've only got a couple of brain cells working. This engine is not running on full power. So effectively, the National Physical Lab Laboratory did a study and found out that, oh my goodness, there is so much malware and so many bad things going on about who is privacy and proxy services. And they actually did quite well in looking at what was working, what was not working, and looking at the percentage of malware that you have based in these. Very well applauded by the ALAC. And we also looked back at the recommendations that we had made in the past 6 months ago and reminded the board about this. Now, there are several statements currently ready for endorsement or being developed. The first one is the draft panel report on the protection of international government organization and international non-governmental organization identifiers in all new GCLDs. This has a draft that's currently on the wiki. I invite you all to be reading through it. Several protections are recommended by the ALAC, including special protection to organizations that further the public interest. But on the other hand, these protections should not unreasonably impinge on the ability of others to use their valid rights if they have a trademark, for example, on the string. I invite you to have a look at this. I think that it's just about to go up for, yeah, it's on voting at the moment. So you can influence your local ALAC representatives if you believe that you don't agree with this statement. The next one is the policy and implementation issue. And this is one which has gone on forever. As you know, there was a conflict at some point where policy is being designed by the volunteer community of ICANN, and the implementation of the policy is done by ICANN staff. And then the whole thing did, the whole story started thinking, well, where does policy end? Where does implementation start? And is there not another thing, which is policy implementation execution? Since sometimes when designing policy, one is asked to design the implementation of part of the policy, because it's useless designing policy that can't be implemented. Quite a few questions in there. Currently, Alan Greenberg, our GNSO liaison, is putting together a first draft. You're all very much invited to look at those questions in there. And I know that there are several members of the at-large community that are on the Policy and Implementation Working Group. It would be good that you perhaps, if you do know, talk to them and find out what their point of view is. I'm always concerned that of one person's point of view being put across, although Alan, I know, has spoken to a lot of you and a lot of the people on the working group to be able to draft this first draft. This is coming up very soon. And there's the revised public interest commitment dispute resolution procedure. First draft is currently also being put together by Rinaldi Abdul-Rahim, Anthony Bovich, and Carlton Samuels. We're a little bit late on this one. I did have a chat with Fadi Shehabe about this point, and I will be sharing my findings.
Has anybody got any questions? And I would lead everybody, by the way, in the chat. There is a... No, I thought I saw in the chat.
He might have dropped.
Yeah, I think so. We've lost...
Hello?
Hi.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm not back.
I'm now using the... Yeah, thanks. I'm now using Adobe Connect thing. Anyway,
you better do that tonight, Olivia. I don't like to live for 3 hours with you like this tonight.
My extended amount of swearing did not come through on the call. Okay, now that Adobe is calling me back. Adigo. Oh, God. Let me just I'll throw them away and finish this and then get back to them.
Okay.
We were back at the public interest commitments dispute resolution procedure. I'll provide a quick details of my discussion with Fadi Shahadeh tonight on the ALAC call later on. Second accountability and transparency review team draft report and recommendations. Currently, statement is being drafted or will be drafted, sorry. The ATRT2, as you know, both Alan Greenberg, myself, Avery Doria, also were on the ATRT2. There are probably several points we would like to emphasize, but I must say we haven't had much chance to discuss these between ourselves yet. So I think because this is all about accountability and transparency of ICANN, The ALAC needs to put together a strong statement on this.
Yes.
And then the CCNSO FOI, the Framework of Interpretation Working Group, interim report on revocation workspace. And for this, since the FOI has always been the realm of Cheryl Langdonor, I will ask Cheryl to say a few words on this one, please.
Thank you. And I popped my hand up when you started to speak on this, Cheryl, for the transcript record, for a reason that I think might also need to come into the pages for your ALAC call tonight, and that's to say that the CCNSO Framework of Interpretation Workgroup's interim report on the chapter titled Revocation was released for public comment on the 28th of October. And the page that this links to from your agenda here was put up on the 29th of October. It in fact should belong not under statements or endorsements being currently developed, reviewed or voted on by the ALAC, but rather should be under section C, which is currently open public comment. And later tonight, it is my intention to give the advice to the at-large advisory committee that they should consider having a draft of a fairly basic hail fellow, well-met and supportive type statement. I will not be able to draft that statement, pen that statement, because I'm a pen holder for the actual report itself, but I'm more than happy to assist anyone who does take the pen for an ALAC statement, which I expect to be fairly minimalist, but in the affirmative. It is probably important that we do put something in. The reason being that there are a number of regions within the at-large world that do need to understand a lot more about and have clarity on what revocation is all about and what strict rules it can actually happen under, and that's been the work that has created this report. To that end, I would suggest that the region, that AP Rallo, should contribute to the ALAC statement and not do one for themselves, but we do have a number of countries in our region who are grappling with some of the thrill-packed and exciting aspects of working in a world of delegation and re-delegation, which revocation is a primary cause of re-delegation, and the lack of clarity has caused them some problems. So whilst commenting won't fix any problems that are existing in some country code re-delegations in particular, it will go a fair way to ensure those same problems never happen again. So I would like to think that anybody who can contribute to commenting on the draft that I hope the ALAC will make would certainly have a strong Asia Pacific, and particularly East Asia and small island states voice. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. And Olivier, can I just say thank you for waiting as long as you did and contributing, in spite of the fact that just for once it's a crummy hour for you and a really good hour for us. I'm delighted. It's going to be different to that, I can tell you. One last item, which was, Cyrinus, you wanted a couple of spare minutes. We're over time anyway. And by the way, Sylvia, would you please note, Sylvia, that Ellen is an apology. She's actually on a flight. She's flying back to New Zealand, so couldn't participate. And now, Cyrinus, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Holly. This is Cyrinus for the record. Just a couple of questions related to AP Rallo ALS space, the link in the chat space here. There are a couple of organizations who didn't update their information or didn't send the information to the staff. Please do this. Just to name a couple of them, Australian Communications Consumer Action Network, At Large China. Please send the information either to staff or to me. I also can do the updates on Wiki. So please do that for us to have the updated information, because this became a challenge for the point related to survey staff. We have, first of all, I would like to thank all of those who submitted their survey votes. Out of 33 ALSs, I guess, if I'm not mistaken, we have only three left, and I would like to ask those who are in the call to support us to find those people, to call them. These are Shahrir Saadun from Malaysia, Ping Wong from Hong Kong, and Chang Long from Taiwan, I guess. If there are people who know them, please ask them. The deadline extended till November 1st. So please ask them to submit their survey vote, because this is the point that if they don't submit it, they will not come to the Atlas Summit in London. So please do that. That's all for now. Thank you.
Wong has got, she's going to chase for China. Edmund is going to be completing the survey. Terrific. And Renali has raised her hand. Renali, go ahead.
Thank you. Holly.
Thank you.
Regarding the issue of the Malaysian ALS, I think it's the communications forum, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Several attempts have been made to reach out to them in the current year, in the past year, by ICANN staff, by ISOC Malaysia, by myself, and there has never really been any response. And I think my suspicion was that they were brought in when Shahril Tarmizi was chair of the GAC, and there was somehow some association with that, but they're not really actively engaging. So I would say send some formal notices and set a limit. If they don't respond by a certain date, I would recommend terminating them as an ALS, because it's just occupying space and it doesn't reflect well on us. There is one more thing that I would like 1 minute to say, Holly, if you don't mind, and that is just to report that the AP Rala workshop at the IGF Bali, in my opinion, was a very successful workshop. And quite a few people on this call participated in that workshop itself and contributed valuable input. And the most important issue that came about was basically the issue of universal acceptance of IDNTLD, and that was quite clear. And I think the leadership of ICANN also received the message, because we had chairman of the board of ICANN, Steve Crocker, as well as all of the members of the board variant working group was present, as well as Akram Atallah, who heads the generic domains division, who actually oversees the ICANN implementation of all matters on IDN. That's it. Thank you.
Renalia, thank you. And I'm sorry we didn't have more time. I think all of us would like to hear about what happened at Bali. So if anybody wants to just, maybe Pavan, could you just reach out to the members and see if anybody could just put in a few lines about what are their experiences and just circulate so we know what happened, particularly the AP Rallo at IGF would be really interesting. And I'm sorry, Renalia, there isn't more time if we're already over time.
No worries.
So I'm going to actually thank everyone for their time. And we've got at least four working groups. So we will talk. Well, the next time we talk, hopefully it'll be face-to-face in Buenos Aires for many of you. And look, thank you for your time and talk in a month. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.